talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Call it to his face. If you were faced with him in all his glory, what would you ask if you had just one question? And yeah, God is great. Yeah, God is.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Joan Osborne, One of Us. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. Joan Osborne, that brings back a lot of memories. I'm a 96 Wave veteran and worked there for 8 years during the heyday of 96 Wave, and veteran of all the Wave Fest concerts. And I remember the owner of 96 Wave, Woody Bartlett, pondering whether he should add an 11th or 12th act to one of the Wave Fests when Joan Osborne was just getting big. This is back in the 90s. So I'm glad he did. It brings back memories of that time for sure. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with Jeff Ribeiro with Magnolia Cabinet Co., and you may have seen the great display that Magnolia Cabinet Co. had at the home show a couple of months ago. They're a really good company. Also, we'll be talking with the very first advertiser that ever signed up for Charleston Home and Design, Melser Tile. We'll be talking with Jay Rotten, the owner of Melser Tile. He is the second generation of Melser Tile, and Melser Tile is most definitely a fixture in Charleston. So many people go there to pick out their tile for when they're remodeling or building. It's been 24 years since Melser Tile has come on board with us and advertised with us every day, every week, every month. What do they say? 24/7, 365. So that's pretty cool. That tells you a little bit about how we deliver for our advertisers as well. We'll also be talking with Matt Coster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston. And Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston, they're a window treatment company. Very interesting interview there. Also, interior designer Allison Wright with Metal and Pedal Design Firm, and they are out. They originated in Athens, Georgia, and have expanded to Charleston. And really, really good company. We had our magazine launch party for our winter issue back in January with them. And then finally, we'll be talking, give you a little inside baseball talking with Lisa Miller. She's a senior account manager with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and she's going to tell you a little bit about how she helps local companies expand their business, get more sales, and that's always a good thing. And so we're going to kind of peel back the curtains a little bit and let you listen to that. But we are about a few weeks away from our summer issue coming out. So if you haven't picked up the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you definitely want to get cracking, because our summer issue will be out very, very soon. That's our outdoor living issue, and we've got some other surprises in there too. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Jeff Ribeiro with Magnolia Cabinets. How are you, Jeff?
Very good, sir. How are you doing today?
Great, great. Jeff, take a moment and tell everyone about Magnolia Cabinet Company.
Magnolia Cabinet Company. Okay, Magnolia Cabinet Co. We are brand new to the Charleston area as Magnolia Cabinet Co. We've been in business for over 18 years. But Magnolia Cabinet Co. was an idea that came to us right around pandemic or before pandemic, that we thought that Magnolia and the style of cabinetry and the lines that we have will fit just perfect in Charleston. And we decided to create that cabinetry and that line. And so far it's been great to us. You know, Magnolia Cabinet Co. was created by my wife and I, and it's a family owned business, and was just trying to grow around Charleston.
Okay. Well, great. Yeah. And I'm looking at the Magnolia Cabinet Co. ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and, you and your wife make a very good looking couple. How long have you folks been married?
Thank you. We've been married for almost 17 years.
Better get that one right. Right.
Yep.
17
That's
years.
Right.
Well, good for you. That's
congratulations. Yeah, it's a little while.
Yeah. And in the ad, I'm also looking at it. It's a beautiful kitchen with some shaker style cabinets and a mm-hmm. big island. Can you talk about that project?
Yes, that is a custom cabinetry that we use on that project. Custom beautiful cabinetry and island. We use two lines of cabinetry: the custom on the kitchen and on the built-ins, and also on the master bathroom and other bathrooms and lounge rooms, we use the semi-custom line, which is the line that we have. We created our own. Mm-hmm. And the client just loves it. You know what I mean? He loves it. And he has a couple more projects coming up this year that we're going to do it up the same line of cabinetry.
Great, great. And I occasionally I'll ask this question when I'm interviewing a cabinet company. Is white still the by far the biggest, most popular choice for a cabinet color?
Well, yes. I believe that, especially in here in Charleston area, the farmhouse looking shaker style white and gray coming right behind is going to be trending for the next 10, 15, 20 years. I don't think it will ever go out of style. Of course, mm-hmm. there's always someone adding a different touch on the island. For example, on that house, we did a very dark color on the island, and I already have a couple clients that were using custom cabinetry white on the walls and base, and also on the island, they're doing like a white oak kind of island that mm-hmm. matches the floors and matches the hood. So we're giving the accent elsewhere, but it's still keeping that very elegant look for that is the white shaker.
Yeah, and a couple of observations about this beautiful kitchen I'm looking at in your ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. One is the shaker style. The nice thing about that, besides it being very popular, it's one of the more inexpensive cabinet door styles, right? It doesn't have lots and lots of detailing and things like that. So that's a plus for any homeowner, right?
It is a plus for every homeowner. The shakers, it varies a lot on the box, how the box is built. And that varies the price of the box as well, because there's some cabinetry out there imitates the shaker door, but it's actually MDF, and you don't want to use that. Mm. You know, you want to use the best quality material for your shaker door. You want to use solid wood. You want to use maple front. You want to use a birch plywood boxes. You know, you want to use the best quality material. So that really depends how the margin you're going to spend. If you're going to go for a cheap shaker style, or if you're going to go for a good quality shaker style that will last you long years.
Well, that's a good point. It's more than just the look. It's what that's a good question that every homeowner should be asking is what are the cabinet boxes? What's the material that they're made out of? And you just made a really good point about the birch plywood is kind of a standard, but there are less expensive options with the particle board and things like that you want to steer away from.
Yes, sir.
And then the other observation is when we built our home 13 years ago, we had kind of an off-white shaker style cabinet in the kitchen, and the island it looks to be almost the same dark color that I'm looking at in this kitchen. And so the dark color island, that was the same color that matched the mantle in the great room. So definitely has not gone out of style. It's timeless. I think it's a good bet. But are people taking the leap and going for some bold colors and for their cabinetry too?
Well, homeowners usually they have a tendency of having a designer when it comes to really bold colors, because designers, they have an eye for bold colors. They know what's going to be trending, because you don't want to do like a very dark color on your island that in about a year or two, you're going to regret it. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to have a designer involved in any cabinetry selection where you're thinking of putting a darker color. Now, I don't think darker color as an accent for an island, a hood or a mantle is going to change anytime soon. It's going to stay for a while, as long as you have the eye for the right color to put it on your island.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a good point. What if someone's not working with an interior designer? Can you and your wife and your staff help the homeowner, guide the homeowner through some of those decisions?
Yes, we do have on staff, a designer that can help us in every design, not every design kitchen, but most of the higher end homes where, the homeowners needs a little extra help. Yes. Our company provides with the, a free design consultation.
Oh, great. That's a good deal. For people that are maybe they know that they want a new kitchen, they're living in a house that has a dated kitchen and they're just sort of limping along every day with that, and they know they want a new kitchen, but they're not really sure what steps to take. What advice would you have for them in terms of like the first step, second step, and so on?
So basically, we have clients like that all the time. They want a new kitchen, but they don't know how to get started. And the first step is literally calling us for a free estimate, a free design. We're going to come to your house. We're going to measure the property. We're going to give you our vision. We're going to tell you, okay, this works within your house. This does not work. Let's create a design that looks that gives you a better space, a better workspace for your property, for your kitchen. So, and then by creating that design and scheduling a time with the homeowner to show them what we have created in a 2D and 3D design, that gives her a better view of her kitchen. And that's the start right there. And then as soon as they decided to, okay, I like this and I like that, I don't like this, and then we'll move forward to the second phase, which is just redesigning if that's what she's looking for, and then showing her up on her agreement, we'll start like that renovation. Just the open concept kitchen these days are very trending,
Mm-hmm. What if a homeowner wants to change the footprint of their kitchen and create a more open concept that which might require taking down a wall, or maybe it's a load-bearing wall and you need to put a header in there. What, how does Magnolia Cabinet Co. handle something like that?
So Magnolia Cabinet Co. only provides the cabinetry and cabinetry installation, but we have an affiliated company who provides the all the installation behind, all the removing of the walls, all the low bearing walls. We have an affiliated company that we work with that does all that background work.
Well, that's good. So you can kind of hand the project off to them, and they don't have to, the homeowner doesn't have to go out and hire a separate contractor themselves then.
No, they don't.
Oh, good. Good deal. Well, good. How can folks get more information about Magnolia Cabinet Co.?
Magnolia Cabinet Co. You can find us today on our Instagram, projects at Magnolia Cabinet Co. And you can also find us on our website, www.magnoliacabinetco.com. You can call us as well and schedule some time to come to our showroom and take a look in our product. Our phone number is 843-277-5554. And we are located on King Street, 231 King Street in Charleston, and also in Somerville, which is, we have our warehouse in Somerville and showroom, 405 North Maple Street. So that those are our locations.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Jeff Ribeiro, and he is the one part of the husband-wife team with his wife, Georgia Ribeiro, with Magnolia Cabinet Co. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. How are you, Jay?
Doing great, Tim. Hope you are.
Sure. Jay, take a moment and tell everyone about Melser Tile.
We are a family-owned and operated tile distributor, meaning that we sell tile and natural stone products. We don't install, we just sell the product. We've been in business since 1968, and we have a 7,500 square foot showroom here on Dorchester Road at 4965 Dorchester Road, and also a 30,000 square foot warehouse full of all the latest and greatest items in tile and stone.
Awesome. And Jay, you just mentioned before we started the interview that Melser Tile has just celebrated a pretty big milestone. Talk about that.
That's right. 55 years in business. So my parents, Mel and Phyllis Ralton, started our business June the 1st, 1968, and we are proud to be in the second generation now.
Oh, that's great. 55 years. That's impressive. And from one business owner to another, it's no easy task staying in business. There's lots of ups and downs. Every day is a challenge, right?
That is correct, Tim. And you know, we've just found our secret over the years, of course, having great customers and also great employees, long-term employees that have been with us for a long time. So we are certainly blessed with that.
Yeah, and Melser Tile, we have a lot of newcomers to the area that are not aware that Melser Tile is been around for 55 years, and but if they've got a new construction project or a remodel project, their builder may have mentioned or suggested or directed them to visit Melser Tile when it comes to picking out their tile selections. And why do you think Melser Tile has gained such a great reputation with builders over the years?
Well, I think it's our service first mentality and our commitment to our customers, whether it be the builder or the end user. And that's what we do a lot with custom homes or custom remodels, is that the clients will come in and work with our design professionals up front. And we've got some great ladies up front that just do a fantastic job of really listening to the customer, finding out what your goals are, and then doing our best to try to help you get there.
Right. And, you know, there are other places you can buy tile. You can go to a big box store and get tile. But one of the things that I learned very early on when my wife and I built our house 13 years ago was there is almost an infinite amount of different types of tile that is available, and you really need a steady hand, an experienced person to kind of walk you through that, and you will not find that at a big box store. Talk about your people and how they help homeowners with their projects every day.
Right. So there is a vast offering, and it feels like it's growing every day. I mean, one of our slogans is we shop the world to bring you the best tile and stone products, and we truly do. So they come from all over the place, but there are some differences. You know, everything that can be used on a wall cannot be used on a floor, and, you know, there's just some little idiosyncrasies that we will walk you through, and you really need a professional to walk you through that. In other words, if you put a shiny finished tile on a floor that's meant for a wall, you're going to see scratches. It's not going to wear properly. And it's kind of easy to go in there and pick what you think you want at a box store. But here you're going to have somebody that's guiding you through that process and helping you make the best decision for the longevity of your project.
And when it comes to installation, the kind of the front of the house at Melser is with all the different tile samples and displays. And that's where the Melser designers help homeowners, but then in the back of the house, where your warehouse is, that's kind of the contractor area. And you, last time I talked to you, you were telling me that you see loads and loads of tile installers that visit Melser Tile every morning to pick up materials and things like that. So if someone doesn't have an installer, is that something that Melser can help recommend for them?
Absolutely, yes. We have a vetted list of installers that we can put you in contact with. And yes, we have a really big, we call them bucket and trowel guys or installers that are here every day. And we enjoy doing business with them. Of course, for those folks and for anybody that wants to buy it, we carry a complete line of setting materials and grouts and also maintenance products like sealers, cleaners, all those types of things. So whether you're a contractor or just a homeowner that's having a cleaning issue with a tile or stone product, you can come on around to Contractor Sales and we will be more than happy to help you out with that.
Yeah, and these installers, you told me that you frequently will go out and kind of cut up with them. And have you picked up any Portuguese or Spanish along the way?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm afraid my pronunciation won't be exactly right, so I won't share any of that on the radio.
Well, I'm sure they appreciate your effort there.
Absolutely.
What are you seeing as far as tile trends go, Jay?
We are seeing a lot of warmer tones, also a lot more texture than we used to see, whether it's walls or floors or what have you. People are going with a lot of textures. And the biggest thing we see is the larger format, a trend towards that. You know, when I first started selling tile many moons ago, I mean, we were selling like 8x8s for floor tile, then it grew to 12x12s, 18x18s. And the latest trend over the last good many years has been to go to 12x24s. Well, now we're selling 24x48s. We're selling thin unit porcelains that are 5 feet by 5 feet. And also the thin unit porcelain slabs that are 5 feet by 10 feet. So, there's definitely a big trend towards the larger format product.
You definitely have to have a nice flat floor if you're going to lay down some of those large format tiles, right?
That's correct. Well, we really need it to be flat for anything, but yeah, especially when you're getting into that, you need to take a little bit extra time up front and make sure that everything is flat for sure.
Well, good deal. Are you seeing more, you said warm tones, does that mean more on the neutral side of things?
Yeah, more in the neutral types of thing. I mean, you know, for a while there, we were in a lot of the grays, and now, you know, it's still in the stone look. Maybe just the veining is a little warmer tone than at one point it was. So, and then, you know, some textures, too. There's all kind of different, you know, textile looks and things like that coming out. And so those are getting more and more popular.
Interesting. And one of the things that I have personally experienced is when I've had a project Melser Tile, you folks, you do lots of special orders for customers too, but you have a really, really good supply of in-stock tiles. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we sure do, Tim. We stock over 200 different tiles and, you know, different sizes and the trim pieces that go along with it. Of course, all the setting materials. So, you know, conceivably, you could come in here in the morning with one of the ladies up front and design your bathroom and take the product home with you that day and have your guy come and get started. Or if it's a DIY project, you get started on it right away. So, yeah, you can design it and carry it with you in the same day in a lot of cases.
Well, that's great. And it's interesting you mentioned that Melser Tile vets all of your tile products. There are cheaper and lower quality tiles out there. Are those the ones that kind of you'll find at the big box stores?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, kiln run type products, which are, they start off as they're supposed to be a standardized product, but they wind up being off a little bit, maybe the sizing's off or whatever. And then, you know, we will ever only sell just first quality material. And that way we know that we're standing behind it because it is first quality material.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, you know, when you do have a project, where you spend your dollars really does make a difference. And how many employees does Melser have?
We have 20 employees, and we've been local since forever. We're your friends and neighbors, and we'd love to help you with your next project and help you design something really special.
Yeah, I would highly recommend spend your dollars locally. And, you know, one of the things about, as I've mentioned, with tile, there's lots of different choices. And you really, if you find the tile you like and it's within your budget, just go for it. Don't worry about, you know, trying to check around to get a better price or this or that or whatever. Because Melser has very fair pricing. I'm sure you pay attention to making sure that you know that your pricing is fair for customers as well.
Absolutely, yes. Everything that we're going to sell to you is going to be competitive, and we also can get on a lot of different price ranges too. I mean, that's part of it. Before, we talked about your goals when you come in, or are you trying to create something really special, or are you just doing tile because your builder or your remodeler said you need a tile? So that's what we try to do when we consult with you, is to listen to what your goals are and to listen to what your budget is, and do our best to try to fit your product in that.
Yep. And the last project I had with Melser Tile, I brought in a photo of a shower, walk-in shower that was at the hotel that we had been on vacation several years ago. And one of your designers was able to say, okay, I've got this that'll kind of match up with what you're looking for on the floor and on the walls. And and guess what, you ended up having some of that material on sale in the contractor area, which you frequently have some of the smaller amounts that are kind of left over and things like that are discount priced.
That's right. Yeah, we've got a whole area of discontinued product, and what that means, there's nothing wrong with the product. It just means that maybe the vendor stopped producing it, and so we don't show it within our regular offering. But yes, it's some highly discounted pricing on that type of material.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Melser Tile?
Well, you can visit our website at melsertile.com. You can give us a call at 843-744-5345, or you can come and visit us in person at 4965 Dorchester Road in North Charleston.
Well, good deal. Well, happy 55th anniversary to Melser Tile, and many, many more to come. And we've been talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you, Tim.
And joining us now is Matt Koster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston. How are you doing, Matt?
Hey, good morning, Tim. Appreciate having me on.
You bet. Matt, take a moment and tell everyone about Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston.
Well, got you covered of Coastal Charleston. We are a premier custom window treatment company. We sell shades, blinds, shutters, exterior patio shades, motorization, drapery. We're really a full service red carpet treatment service that gives the homeowner a different experience.
Gotcha. And I'm looking at your website right now, and first thing you see is a headline that says Custom Window Treatments, Exceptional Customer Service in Charleston. What makes your customer service exceptional?
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with my background, Tim. I have 15 years of past business ownership. I grew up with a small business. I've been in a professional sales orientation industry for a long time. And we really, the business I used to run was very customer service driven, very referral driven. So we are, you know, it's very important to me to have high expectations for professionalism, to communication, and really just helping the customer make the right decision and solve problems.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, what are some of the trends you're seeing with window treatments? Are people gravitating toward certain styles?
Yeah, here in Coastal Charleston, you know, there's always that love for the shutters. Plantation shutters are a big hit here. We can do them exterior shutters as well. You know, beyond that, you got a lot of options. So the beauty of what Gotcha Covered can bring to you is we have a full service of all the brands, Hunter Douglas, Alta, Graber, and they all have different price points, you know, and they all bring in kind of their own spin on the fabrics. Woven Woods is a very, very big in Charleston here. It's, you know, got a kind of a beachy vibe, and there's so many different fabrics that are that can help kind of return some value on your home.
Can you describe what the Woven Woods look like?
Well, they could be anywhere from, they're just bamboo, or, you know, they could be like straw looking. There's so many fabrics, it's hard to even describe, you know, what they may look like, but you know, they're all handmade. Everyone does custom orders, and different fabrics have different materials that and different woods that they weave. So,
gotcha. I'm looking at your website now, and one of the things that stands out to me is, looks like just about all, including draperies and curtains, the blinds, the shades, the shutters, drapery and curtains, they all can be motorized. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. Motorization has actually become a lot more affordable these days. And really, it's an experience that a homeowner doesn't realize is you know, how much time they take, or maybe you're elderly, or maybe there's difficulty with how high the window is, and they've really gotten down to a price that can make it achievable that to make a motorization. So it's just about convenience. You don't have to do it in the whole house. It could just be one window. It could be one room. You know, so when we're thinking about motorization, it's just kind of like, you know, how much time are you going to spend doing this? What's the experience you're going to have with it while you're on the couch and you want to move down some blinds? And the affordability is actually not that bad, where it used to be a pretty expensive adventure. So the technology has gotten better, and they're now doing like Bluetooth. There's now cords or anything hanging out. You have to recharge these things one time a year, which is really not that big of a pain. There's no more batteries that you have to replace, and the pain to go replace them. So it's really a great option these days for almost every aspect of what we sell.
So there's the motorized window treatments. you don't have to tear into the walls to run 110 voltage electrical and things like that?
No. I mean, if you are building and constructing, we can work with an electrician to make that happen and hardwire into the windows. It does provide a little, a little more convenience, but you got to start looking at evaluating the cost of the electrician versus, these other alternatives with just Bluetooth and recharging once a year. Minor inconvenience, but if you're already built, we can still get you motorized. That could be through your phone, could be a remote, and it could just be an easy wand that just connects to the window treatment that just is simple, and it's still hand. You have to walk up to it, but it's easy for those bigger windows, or like I said before, if you're kind of if the elderly or just a difficult window to lift.
Gotcha. And what about folks that might have a second home in Charleston, and they or maybe they want to make the appearance that a home is lived in, even if you go on vacation, that kind of thing?
Great point. It's security. It does add some security. Also, energy efficiency. So, if you are able to put your blinds down at a certain hour, a single day, there's some energy cost that you will see from it.
Excellent. Yeah. Especially in the, if your house is, facing south, you're going to be getting sun pretty much all day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Does Gotcha Cover, do you folks ever install, different types of treatments in different rooms, or is it pretty much all the same throughout the house?
No, we're very custom. I don't have a designer background, but what I do is I bring the options. We communicate, we talk about some pain points that you might have based on that room. And there's room darkening, there's light filtering, there's all kinds of options. And you could pick from a different vendor, supplier that I have for every room if you wanted. That is accessible, and might make our consultations a little longer, but that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Gotcha Covered?
Yeah, you can reach me. I'm on Facebook, Gotcha Covered, Coastal Charleston. Also our website, gotchacovered.com/Coastal Charleston. You can even book us online there for a consultation. I get back to you. I'm the person that comes to your home. You'll meet me every single time. You'll talk to me, and we'll be working through the quotes and getting you all set up. I'll be communicating throughout the process as far as when things are being delivered and coordinating install.
Excellent. Well, that's great. So best way to reach Gotcha Covered, go online, do a search. Do you folks have a brick and mortar?
I currently work everything out of the home. We bring the showroom to you. If that takes a couple visits, but it really reduces our costs, which we pass on to the customer, kind of helps provide a more valuable product to the home customer at a more competitive price. We also have a phone number you can call and leave a message, or you'll pick me for booking a consultation. That's 843-913-8281.
843-923-8281.
843-913-8281.
Okay, very good. Well, we have been talking with Matt Koster with Gotcha Covered of Coastal Charleston. Thanks so much, Matt.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
Now we're talking with Allison Wright with interior design firm Metal and Pedal. How are you doing, Allison?
I'm good, Tim. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Allison, take a moment and tell everyone about Metal and Pedal.
Yeah, so Metal and Pedal is based out of Athens, Georgia, and now Charleston, South Carolina. And we moved into the Charleston market about a year and a half ago. We had developed in Athens under Jade and Graham Joyner, who are a couple and a great balanced team that has grown Metal and Pedal into a larger firm and continues to grow more as we've moved into this Charleston market.
Well, good. Well, how has Metal and Pedal been helping people and homeowners in Charleston?
So we do both residential and commercial design, but homeowners specifically, we really take a full encompassed approach in which we want to get to know our clients and really understand their needs for their space and their family and how that's going to function mm-hmm. best. So we've, helped with smaller renovations. We're working on new builds. We're kind of brought in from, it varies from client to client, but just from there, from the beginning to the end, delivering a full service design.
Well, good deal. For someone who, someone here in Charleston that maybe has never worked with an interior designer before and may not know what it's all about and how an interior designer can help, can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So this is a question we get a lot. We, always would prefer to be brought into a project as early on as possible. But if you're in a new phase of life or you're moving or whatever it may be, and you just need to help kind of settle into a space and make it your own and also function as you need, it's a great time to bring in a designer. A lot of people will have, multiple styles going on in one house and just loss of a direction. And so we always suggest those people at least consult with an interior designer and kind of see if it's a good fit for them.
Are you as an interior designer at Metal and Pedal going to push your style on someone or how does that work?
So we do a mixture of both. We're absolutely not going to push any style onto anyone, but we all like to bring in our flair and expertise, achieve a Metal and Pedal look that is tailored specifically to the client. Mm-hmm. So we take on clients of, all different stages, styles, whatever it may be, and we work with them to achieve what they're hoping to achieve, but also elevate it and have it look like a Metal and Pedal design space by the end.
Gotcha. And, there's a reason why a homeowner is hiring Metal and Pedal. They're looking for something that they can't do on their own. And
correct.
But when you're talking to them and you're making suggestions, how do you handle it when a homeowner is you're getting a homeowner out of their comfort zone, for instance?
So we always want to push slightly. We want to push the client forward. We have a good understanding of what a client is looking for after our initial consultation and meeting them in person. And so we really all have honed in our craft and understanding what they're looking for. And from there, we will just, make suggestions. A lot of times we'll see that, this piece might be a bit too far. So we'll hone it in and then bring it in other elements. People are often really surprised by the end how much they end up pushing themselves. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we're not going to push our own agenda, but we also want to introduce our clients into new, fresh takes on things.
How do you handle a homeowner that has maybe some sentimental furniture pieces or certain things that are near and dear to them that they want to integrate into a new space? And how does Metal and Pedal handle mixing that with maybe some of the new elements that you're going to be suggesting?
We are all about it. We want everybody's home to be comfortable to them and to mean something to them. As well as design-wise, we like to mix the old and new. We want to bring in new, contemporary, more forward pieces, but we also want to bring that down and ground it by bringing in some of the older pieces, whether we go out those and find those ourselves or if they belong to the client as is, whether it's artwork, pictures, little mementos throughout the house.
Yeah, and you mentioned at the beginning of the interview about mixing different styles, and very often a homeowner might like different styles. They may like the look of a barn door, for instance, but it may not go with the the rest of the motif. Does Metal and Pedal, are you folks afraid to you know, kind of tell a homeowner no, or warn them about how something's not going to quite work?
I would say we will absolutely put in our professional opinion. So yes, if it's necessary to warn somebody, this is not going to work well or serve you well, we will let our client know. And of course, in the end, it's up to the client if they choose to go forward with it or not. But we definitely want to give you our professional opinion.
Yeah,
and advise you on kind of the approach or a different option for to achieve that look.
And I'll bet you get this comment. I had my doubts, but I can't believe how good this looks. I could have never done this on my own.
Absolutely. And it's so great to hear, just because, you know, some people are scared of change, and that's fine, but we want to help make that an easy transition. And then oftentimes they'll see it at the end where they are just thrilled with the progress that was made.
Right. What's your background in design?
So I initially went to school for art, but then leaned into interior design. It is something I've been interested in as long as I can remember. And so ended up getting a degree in interior design and then working under Jade, our CEO, as her design assistant. Hmm. And then from there, moving up to a junior designer and now the residential designer here in Charleston.
Oh, well, that sounds like a great apprenticeship.
It was great. I learned a lot from her, and she has a wealth of knowledge to learn from.
Right. And are you what kinds of trends are you seeing?
So right now we're seeing a number of new trends come up. The last couple of years, a lot of maximalism. I think we're backing away from that a bit, and we're leaning into that maybe in a more traditional approach. We're seeing a lot of European influence, a lot of mix of patterns and the bringing back of stripes. We're really enjoying kind of where the design world is landing right now. Lots of color and more traditional elements mixed in.
Nice. Well, good deal. Well, how could folks contact Metal and Pedal if they'd like to talk to you about a residential or commercial project?
Absolutely. So you can find us on our website at metalandpedal.com. That's metalandpedal.com, as well as our Instagram. We post a lot of fun updates and reels on our Instagram to keep people who are checking out our projects and see the progress on them. And it's always just a fun follow.
Good deal. Metalandpedal.com. That's great. Very
All
good.
Right.
Well, we've been talking with interior designer Allison Wright with Metal and Pedal, and you can always find Metal and Pedal within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Thanks so much, Allison.
Thank you. Have a good one.
And now we're doing something a little bit different. We are talking with one of the staffers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Senior Account Manager Lisa Miller with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Lisa, tell our listeners what you do to help companies that they see advertising in Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
So there's a lot of different aspects of our programs. What I love about Charleston Home and Design Magazine is basically what we offer our clients. You don't just get an ad in our magazine. We provide our advertisers a really comprehensive and strategic campaign and numerous tools to help businesses grow and reach new homeowners actively working on a project. And I stress new homeowners, but current homeowners too are constantly remodeling, improving their home, making changes, and we help those businesses reach anyone doing a project, whether it's a new construction or a remodel. We can help you along the way.
Gotcha. And what kinds of advertisers, local companies, do you work with, Lisa?
Yeah, I have probably between, 40 to 50 clients right now. I work with anyone from Melser Tile, Vitoria International, Steve and Shell Living, Buck Lumber, Moloff's Plumbing Supplies. I have just a complete list of all different businesses, and it's pretty great because I get to know their business and, you know, see the differences in their projects, and then we showcase what they do in our magazine.
Gotcha. So you were talking about the when a local company comes on board and gets an ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine. We're providing them more than just an ad. So for example, our radio show, which we're talking on now, for example, talk about your client's experience with having an interview on the radio show, which, by the way, is free, comes as part of the overall package when they become an advertiser.
Right. Radio show is just one of the probably 8 to 10 things that we offer our clients along with the ad. It's not, you know, an ad a la carte like some other, you know, different means of advertising. We give you, again, like a complete package. So for radio interviews, it's kind of a Q&A like this. We offer our clients at least once a quarter minimum to get an airtime on the radio. For example, I have a brand new interior designer that did her radio interview for the first time like 2 weeks ago, and she got a call instantly from Awadah, brand new remodel, doing the entire house. And she's just thrilled. And literally, she had no idea how she'd do it. She didn't prepare. It's just one of the things that works for us.
She didn't prepare for the interview, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
You know, she was like, I don't know what to expect, you know, and that's okay. But like, listeners just want to hear about your business and what you can offer them if they're looking for your type of service. And it worked out for her.
Cool. Good deal. And then we also have we offer our advertisers an awful lot of added value, and added value is something that people appreciate right now with their dollars being stretched and everything. So one of the nice freebies that we offer when you become an advertiser for in a half a page or bigger is our direct mail program called Home Site Deliveries. And tell our listeners how your clients are using that.
Yes. So our clients with a half page or higher are able to basically give us a brochure, insert some sort of sales material from their company, about their company. We actually take those materials and insert them in the magazine. And then we mail our magazine in like a clear poly bag to anyone that's just pulled a permit within the past month. So we're mailing between, you know, 300 to 500 homeowners that are literally actively doing a project. They receive Charleston Home and Design magazine while they're doing their project. And then inside, they've got an insert brochure of your business that explains what you do. So it's just another added value thing that we do. We're hitting people directly with that mailing as they're doing a project. And then in addition, we give the homeowners the list, the permit list. So I have a lot of clients that strategically look through the list and they can see the homeowner's address and the type of project. And they use that. It's a lead source. Mm-hmm. So they use that to, you know, either cherry pick who they want to go after or send their own mailing to everyone on the list.
Right. And as far as the building permits, that's something that I work on almost exclusively. It's one of the big parts of my job. And so I am I'm collecting information on people who on projects, I should say, that for custom homes, for example, when someone is pulling has been issued a building permit for a custom home. We want to put Charleston Home and Design magazine into their hands because they are actively searching for flooring and lighting and countertops and all sorts of other products for that dream home of theirs. And then lots of other different remodel projects as well. So it's kind of like, it reminds me a little bit like when, a lot of people are gravitating to digital advertising and, you know, when somebody it's still a kind of a source of conversation when somebody does a search on online, and then all of a sudden you start to see those ads pop up for, you do a search for a rug, and then all of a sudden you start seeing rug ads pop up on your computer. Mm-hmm. You know, we're mailing your brochure, the advertiser's brochure or postcard, to the just the same type of people that you're searching for as a local business owner, a home related business owner. Which, by the way, speaking of that, do we accept any advertisers other than home related, home service related companies?
Not really. No, I mean, we basically stay focused around home and design clients because we're a home and design magazine. But we do, you know, we have financial advisors, we do have banks that advertise with us. So we do have, you know,
home related,
maybe. Yeah, anything to do home related. It doesn't have to necessarily be a builder or interior designer, etc.
So they're not, the reader doesn't have to, you know, we're getting our magazine into just the right people's hands that are spending money on their home right now.
And yes,
they don't have to turn a blind eye to various different restaurants or hair boutiques or whatever, you know, they're
exactly,
we're home related. So,
uh-huh.
Well,
yep.
Cool. Well, good deal. The other, we're almost out of time, but like, talk about the free photography that we offer. Yep. and that kind of thing.
Okay. So in addition to your ad in our magazine and then the home site delivery program we just discussed, we write editorial. Our content is based on our advertisers. We want to showcase your projects and your best work so our readers can see your project, imagine it in their home or some variation, and then give you that phone call. A way that we make sure that we have photos and you know, current images of your projects is we give at least 2 professional photo shoots an issue every quarter. So that's, you know, 8 minimum of a year. If you take us up on all the photo shoots, you know, that you can, you know how much photography is these days, and use those photos in our magazine and our different editorial pieces that we provide you, your Instagram, social media, wherever, website. So a lot of our clients, that's one of their favorite things about us. It's not that they just get an ad, they get written about, their projects get showcased. We give them free photography, social media, radio interviews, the list goes on. It's a really, really amazing value.
Yeah. And the free photography, those photos we share with our advertisers, mm-hmm, so that they can use them on social media themselves, on Instagram and Facebook and so on.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, good deal. How can folks get in touch with you, Lisa? Because you are our senior account manager here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I know you would love to hear from. There's some companies that are home service providers, cater to affluent homeowners that want to make their homes look like $1 million. They can talk to Lisa Miller. How can they get in touch with you?
Yes, I'd love to chat with anyone. Even if you have questions, please reach out. I'm here for you. Feel free to give me a text or email. But my email is lmiller, that's LMILLER, at newhomecharleston.com. lmiller at newhomecharleston.com. And then my cell phone is 843-302-6123. That's 302-6123.
843 at area code.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm always proud to say that Lisa even works on the weekends. So you could give her a call today if you wanted to set up an appointment and talk about setting up an appointment to show how we can promote your business. But that's great, Lisa. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and get back to work.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks,
Tim.
Thanks.
Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do. I said a home. Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring. The whole damn thing. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio.
To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.